is Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
Government commits to put measures in place to respond to HIV virus control. ZICSA calls for stronger ties between industry and academia to ensure product safety. And death toll in South Africa shooting rises to 12 after one victim dies in the hospital. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Government has reiterated its commitment to overcoming disruptions that affect the prevention and management of HIV. Recently, Minister of Health Elijah Muchima stressed that while the country has made significant progress, the HIV response should adapt, innovate, and transform to withstand global disruptions. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ministry of Health Principal Community Health Officer Nikki Simfukwe said that the country is on the right track and should continue making innovations that cater to the supply of HIV treatment. Without these innovations, it is impossible for the country to respond to medicine supply challenges that have been caused by the lack of global health financing, and this has the potential of nullifying the achievements that Zambia has gained in the prevention and control of the virus, said Mr. Simfukwe. Meanwhile, Mr. Simfukwe also urged pregnant mothers with HIV to seek medical attention at the earliest through antenatal services that provide free education on how they can deliver healthy babies. He further emphasized that the Ministry of Health has put in place the mechanisms needed to protect every pregnancy and unborn child by ensuring that the health of the mother is prioritized throughout her pregnancy.
What we as a country need is to ensure that those things that we are doing, we do not stray back on them. We continue with the programs aimed at prevention, also management, but also that we continue innovating towards preventing the disruptions. Remember, if we are going to have a disruption in the supply, for example, treatment of the medicines, the HIV medicines, that may end up, pushing back the achievements that the country has attained.
Chongwe Municipal Council and Chongwe Fit held aerobics and a number of fitness activities to advocate for the 16 days of gender activism against gender-based violence, GBV, which the country is currently observing. Acting District Director of Health Services, Morton Zuze, who officiated at the event on behalf of Chongwe Municipal Council Townclay, Damson Mukwato, called on everyone in the area to speak against any form of digital violence, which has become rampant in cyberspaces. Zanis reports that Mr. Mukwato said there is need to educate youths who are frequent users of various digital platforms about digital consent and respect for communication when using these platforms. He also implored all stakeholders in Chongwe to work together to promote the implementation of policies that protect women and girls in both virtual and physical spaces. And Mr. Mukwato noted that this year's 16 days of gender activism against GBV, which is being observed under the theme Unite to End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls, is a call to collective action by all stakeholders to eradicate violence and online harassment in the digital spaces. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has called for enhanced collaboration between industry and academia to ensure product safety and quality. ZICSA Regional Manager, Domestic Quality Monitoring South, Elias Kansembe, says enhanced collaboration between industry, academia and regulators is key to closing some gaps which have been identified by regulating entities and other stakeholders. He was speaking in Lusaka when he represented ZICSA Executive Director Jero Chizinga during a panel discussion at the inaugural Chemical Association of Zambia, Indaba. Mr. Kansembe stressed that there were challenges around the packaging of some products which could be resolved through enhanced collaboration between industry and academia. He said consumers usually have confidence in products which are safe, credible and of good quality on the market. Mr. Kansembe also called on manufacturers of products covered by compulsory standards to adhere to mandatory requirements before their products are introduced on the market. He emphasized the need to be compliant to compulsory standards as it is necessary to instill consumer confidence and ensure product acceptability on the local and international markets.
We need to strengthen the relationship between standard development and the academia. As a regulator who operates with it, we understand what Black Hawks for the next time. Standards provide a technical platform for good production. So if that can be strengthened and industry can be allowed to adopt a lot of the internet and these standards, this will go a long way in developing our industry.
Mungo District Electoral Officer Oliver Muka has called on various political parties in the district to coexist before, during and after the two upcoming local government by-elections in Litawa and Mutondo Ward in Nalikwanda constituency. Mr. Muka says political players are key drivers in maintaining peace and unity of the nation, as they have the power to control electorates and party members from engaging themselves in political violence. Zanis reports that Mr. Muka was speaking during the briefing meeting held at Council Chamber in Mungo, indicating that failure by any political parties to maintain orders can disrupt the electoral process and trigger confusions in the country. He has since implored all political parties in the district to abide by electoral laws and regulations in order to ensure a peaceful electoral environment for voters. Mr. Muka issued a warning that the law will punish anyone found wanting regardless of their political affiliations. In African news, the death toll in Saturday's shooting at an unlicensed bar near South Africa's capital Pretoria has risen to 12 after one person died in the hospital. Three minors, aged 3, 12 and 16, are among the dead. 13 people were wounded. The early morning shooting at a bar inside a hostel in the Soville township has once again drawn attention to the country's unlicensed bars known locally as Sherbins. Coming up shortly, staff and tourists among 25 killed in Goa nightclub fire. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A fire at a popular nightclub in the coastal region of Goa in India has killed 25 people, according to local officials. Most of the